I'm Neely Jones, your host of Focus on Suppliers. Super Bowl Sunday. For fans, a holiday. For retailers, fun, but a lot of preparation. We start this week with Keith Jackson. The NFL player talks to us about his experience winning the Super Bowl and what he's doing now. Plus, Anheuser-Busch explains how to maximize displays. And General Mills tells us why suppliers need to take advantage of big events. That and more as Focus on Suppliers starts now.
Focus on Suppliers is presented by 8th & Walton, the premier destination for supplier development, and sponsored in part by Dun & Bradstreet, Saatchi & Saatchi X, and other outstanding companies.
Your millennial fun fact for the week is that millennials are 3 times more likely than their non-millennial counterparts to purchase snacks and alcoholic beverages when they've had an opportunity to sample them. That means that they care about how the ingredients taste, how they feel inside their body, and ultimately what that experience is like before they purchase. So as we think about Super Bowl coming up and an opportunity to really connect with millennials, we need to make sure that we give them an opportunity to experience the foods, the snacks, the alcoholic beverages that they're purchasing and engaging with during the Super Bowl in store to drive their purchase. And ultimately, we know that millennials care about things even as much as the distilling process on their spirits. So make sure to communicate with them and give them all the information that they need in store to really make that purchase decision. And we'll see you next time for the next Millennial Minute.
Obviously, it's a Super Bowl show. So excited to have with us Keith Jackson. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
You made the trek up from Little Rock. We appreciate it.
I mean, you got to ask yourself, how many other guys in Arkansas have Super Bowl rings?
I mean,
you know, you look at that. You get a picture of that thing right there looking all good.
That's pretty awesome.
I mean, so, you know, when you invite somebody to a Super Bowl show, they at least should have the ring to go with the show.
It's a requirement.
I know it.
Let's talk about that, because okay. I was asking you, how does that work? When do you get the ring?
It's really interesting, because after the game, you're so excited. I mean, in the excitement of the game, and you're the world champion, and the first thing you start thinking about is, I'm going to get a ring. And not many guys in the NFL have rings. Not many people win Super Bowls. So It's really exciting. And then you go, what is the ring going to look like? So you start thinking about those things. But it's about 4 months later before you have a big banquet and you get the ring.
Yeah. And then when it gets there, it's...
Yeah, it's the bling. I mean, it's you know, you look at it, you open the box. It was a great experience for me because I had a coach named Mike Holmgren who said nobody open their box until everyone gets it. And so we gave it out to everybody. I mean, you know, I thought it was just the team players that got it. But, you know, the secretary got one, the janitor got one. Everybody got rings. And I said, you know, this is really what team is all about. Everybody's a part of being the Green Bay Packers at the time. Everybody deserves to have a ring. And so it was an exciting time.
Do you remember what you felt like that moment when you go onto the field and you know this is the game you've been waiting for?
You know, the Super Bowl is different. It's different as in it's like bowl games. You know, you're going to have a longer time at halftime. There's going to be a lot of pageantry leading up to the game. And so you don't have that little rhythm of, you know, you're 2 hours before the game, you walk on the field, you get warmed up at this time. It's a lot of different changes. So there's a lot of anticipation. But all that goes away when the first guy hits you across your head. You go, I'm good now. Let's start playing football.
I'm here to play football.
Yeah, exactly right.
You're actually from Little Rock.
Yes.
Played, you were Sooner.
Yep.
And now you people hear you on the radio talking about the Hogs all the time. They see you everywhere talking about the Hogs. We were talking about taking a little bit of flack for being both fans of a team in the SEC and the Big 12.
That's exactly right. You know, I have two families. That's the way I look at it. I have my Sooner family. I have my Razorback family. It was a lot easier to get into the Sooner family. I had to work my way into the Razorback family, but I've had some dear friends. I think about, you know, Paul Eels, who did the broadcast with me for many years, and Bob Carver. These are two guys who started off sitting beside me that's not here anymore, but I think about them all the time before a game. And so they're part of my family, as well as all those crazy Razorback fans that are out there everywhere. And I'll say this, and I mean, I enjoyed being a Sooner, but there's no crazier fans than the Razorback. They're interesting. They will call the Hogs anywhere. you could be in the Vatican, and all of a sudden you hear a hog call. I mean, it's just really interesting. You got to hear Nolan Richardson really talk about it. He goes, you know, it's just hog fans are something else.
It's something different.
It is.
It's special, to say the least. I want to talk a little bit more about you and some of the things that you've done. But before we get to that, someone at home I know is saying, just ask him one more time any of his thoughts on the Liberty Bowl.
Yeah, you know, it was a really great game. Arkansas goes in, they're overwhelming favorites to win. You have this whole thing of the head coach of Arkansas who coached for the head coach of Kansas State. And so you have this level of respect between them. He knows he has a better team, but he better not show the boss up too much, you know. And so, but they go out there and when it starts, you want to beat your boss, the old boss. You want to beat the master. And Coach Bielema did. But I tell you what, when you look at Coach Snyder, he made it a real ugly game. And that's what he's capable of doing. He keeps the game close until you go into the fourth quarter with an opportunity to win. But what you really saw is, and you know, you saw all the talent come through for Arkansas. You saw the running game, you saw the receivers, you saw Brandon Allen in the passing game, and that's that three dimension is hard to beat. You know, I have many a Razorback fan said, I wish we had that rhythm when we first started. We might be relevant in the playoff system if we'd have had that. We might even been in Glendale. I mean, but it's, if they'd have played the way they played that whole time.
I know, they look so good. It was an awesome victory. You said you always love to end with a win.
Well, you love to end with a win because everybody's happy and they're thinking about next year and how good the Razorbacks are going to be next year. And so it is so excited. You got a positive conversations all over the state.
Up next, Keith Jackson's special organization, Park. You can see all episodes and extended interviews at Vimeo.
We're here today with Stan Zalowski from Movista. Welcome, Stan.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. So what do you have for us today?
Well, I'll talk a little bit about scanners. I know that's exciting.
Scanners,
right? Well, it's nearing the holidays. Maybe this is something you want to buy for a coworker.
Exactly.
So what I thought would be interesting today was talk a little bit about how scanning technology has become much more widely available and much less expensive than it was. Literally, 10 years ago, getting a device you could use to scan in store would cost 10 times as much as it does today.
Well, we can use our phones, though, right? You can go in and use your phone to scan at the stores right
now?
Sure,
yeah. You can use the photo capture capability.
But it's kind of clunky, and it's hard to...
Let's just say it's suboptimal. Right.
Yeah.
And so it's great that we have that, but we're moving forward. And so today I brought with me just a little gadget. I don't have any affiliation with these folks, but it's something that, you know, we at Movista have found that works really great to get data into our application. But it works really for any field application that you might be using, whether it's a retailer based application or maybe one of the others in my competitive space.
So retailer suppliers that are out working in the retail, working in the stores, could be category managers. So they just simply use that and then it connects to what? The phone, their tablet?
Yeah, so just real briefly, You pop this thing out of the box. It takes a couple of rechargeable batteries, so you can charge out of the wall. The great thing, too, is that the batteries die. You can pull a couple off the shelf,
pay
for them,
yes,
of course, throw them in there. but, you pair it up to your device, like any other Bluetooth device. And then just to sort of give you an example of how much better or quicker this is than using your camera, I'm plopping through the store, and I'm grabbing these UPCs instantaneously, going right into the solution. So none of this stuff, right, and pairing it right up. And it goes right into whatever application you're using.
Wow, that is amazing. So really hardware is kind of catching up and it's getting a lot cheaper. How much is something like this now?
This one's about $200. If you want to spend $800, you can.
Right.
But we've
right.
really not seen it. Depends on what you're reading, but basic barcodes, a couple of $100, get a lanyard and rock that thing.
Right. Well, it looks like it's bringing it down to the price point that a lot of different people can use it.
You bet.
All right. Well, hey, thank you so much for coming in today, Stan.
Thank you very much.
We really appreciate your insights.
The New School, an independent school serving 1-year-olds to grade 8, offering small class sizes and teachers who are committed to academic excellence. Learn more at newschool.org.
Bentonville Plaza, across the street from the Walmart home office. The best office location offers proximity and services like no other business complex in the area. Call 479-200-1112 today. KSTAC, the leader in collaborative retail consolidation programs. We offer the supply chain expertise needed to navigate the challenges of selling products with the world's largest retailers. And we provide customers with a customizable, scalable, environmentally sustainable supply chain with the same advanced technology typically used by larger rivals. By leveling the playing field, KSTAC lowers distribution costs and increases overall margins. KSTAC, retail logistics is what we do.
Is lost revenue making you sick? Take 2 aspirin and call us in the morning. 8th and Walton, for a needs assessment, custom training in a confidential setting, and classes online and in person. Call 8th and Walton, 479-715-6700, and feel better fast.
One of the reasons I'm so excited to talk to you today is you always hear to whom much is given, much is required. And you have a wonderful organization called PARC. Talk to me about that, how we got there.
Oh man, positive atmosphere reaches kids. It started with a vision. I had this vision, I was in Philadelphia, of how to help change kids' lives. Some kids, pretty much like myself, struggling academically. I had a very strong mother, her name is Gladys Jackson, and so she really worked real hard to make sure that we were able to get an education. That was important. She talked about how important education was and that she really didn't care much about the athletics, but you're going to be a smart student. And what I saw is how great that paid off for me down the line. All of a sudden, I get this vision that I need to do that for other kids. And so I go back to my hometown of Central Arkansas, Little Rock, and I start this program to send kids off to college. And we have been sending tons of kids to colleges all around the state of Arkansas. We have great relationships with almost every college in Arkansas. And we have tons of kids even come to Fayetteville. They're Razorbacks. So.
You have a great story about a young man that's now in Springdale.
I think the typical story of what a PARC student can do is in Josh Williams. Joshua was a kid who had like a 1.6 GPA, struggled academically. That's the kind of students we look for. You know, we look for kids who are reading on a fourth to fifth grade level, but they're going to the eighth grade. He was that student. But over 5 years of attacking those deficiencies and raising the GPAs, we were able to send him to the University of Arkansas. He ends up not only graduating from college, but graduating from the Walton Business School, which is a difficult task for a kid who only had a 1.6 grade point average. He ended up marrying a beautiful girl who was a cheerleader named Kim Smith. And, of course, they live in Springdale now. And so when I go by their house and see this huge house, I think, here's a kid who came from the inner city, single parent who worked real hard to try to make sure he had everything, and now he's living like this and working for Walmart. It is just a great success story, and if I tell you, we've got tons of them. I can bring out another one and another one and another one, but Joshua Williams has been an incredible student and an incredible person.
How can someone alert you or make you aware of someone that maybe they think you need to know about that has great potential?
Well, you know, what we do is we work with the counselors, mm-hmm. The principals, and the school districts there. So basically, we'll have over 400 nominations, but we only take attrition and graduation. So we're probably only filling in 60 spots at a time. And so we have tons of kids trying to get in the program. We've got to figure out which ones that'll match our program. And some of them are pretty easy. Kid has a 3.5 over 3.0, they don't fit our program. We don't want them. They'll make it to college and they won't be dropouts. Kids who are struggling so much where they can't, you know, just have disabilities in a sense, that's very difficult for us to deal with. So we try to find the ones somewhere in the middle with the 2 points, the 1.5 to 2.5 GPAs that are struggling a little bit. And so that's how we start figuring them out. But we're going to get you to a college campus. The first thing we ask you when you walk to the door is, where do you want to go to college?
Exactly. Because it can change. You say education can change your life. How can we as a community better support you? Because it's obvious, all of us, suppliers, the everyday mom and dad, we can do things to help continue to support this program. It's wonderful.
Well, you know, I think that what people think, they've got to give money. Now, every program will tell you, I don't care, nobody, I'm a fundraiser, first of all. You do need money. You've got to have finances. If we want to change this world, we've got to pay for it to be changed. It is very expensive. There are too many people that said, we pay our taxes for that, or we gave money to the government, or our school district to take care of that. We all have to get involved some way. And the best way to get involved is to write a check, because most of the people who are running these organizations, there's a bunch of great nonprofits out there. They're basically, they know what they're doing. They really just need more funds to be able to do what they do. I remember telling one a friend of mine who has a lot of money, I said, all I need is about $10 million and I can start another one. You know, and so, but it costs money. And so you started the first one from the ground up, and it was a struggle. You know, you're saying you're waiting for somebody to write a big check to do the next one. So it comes down to money. The other thing is, at Park, we don't take federal funds. We're all private donation. So what we do is we take, especially when you start talking about suppliers, well, I've been up here where dealing with whether it's Procter & Gamble or Coleman or whatever, you know, we get donations. I mean, you can have product you can donate, you know, if it may be some food product, because, you know, these kids are hungry and they need food afterwards. And we have an auction, because what we like to do is we like to give kids incentive. We want to incentivize you. So what we do is we have this big auction. And so we used to get stuff from the suppliers and use it as an auction item. And it goes over so well. You know, you get more stuff like that. And also coming by and getting engaged. You know, you can get people. You don't want tons of people to come. But if you're a tutor or you're great at math or English, yeah, you have those individuals too that can come by. But I tell you, suppliers can really engage, because every program that I know could use, when you have kids involved or people involved, you always can use supplies. You always can use food. You always can be, and you know what you like, the boxes you're going to send back, we'll take them. You're going to send them back anyway, we'll take them. Bring them to us, we'll take them. So
we'll find a use for
them. Yeah, we'll find a use for them.
How do they reach you? What's the website, phone number?
www.positivekids.org, and it's 501-562-5223. Let me say that again. 501-562-5223.
Okay, and any, on a totally different note and a lighter note, any Super Bowl predictions?
You know, I really like Carolina. I mean, when you look at Carolina, I think that they're the team to beat. Cam Newton, whether you like him or not, he really has that team rolling. He's definitely a special athlete in the way that he plays. It's very hard to know, and I hadn't heard the update on Tom Brady, mm-hmm. but if he's healthy, you got to know the New England Patriots are sitting there and they're trying to make their way to the Super Bowl. So that would be probably, to me, the matchup.
So are you going to make a phone call to anyone? Will we be looking for you on the sidelines hanging out?
You know, I'm trying to work out with Coach Switzer, who has a national championship ring and a Super Bowl ring. We'll make sure that I make it there and be sitting in a very good seat. We actually went to New York. We got a chance to go to New York and sit by each other and watch the Super Bowl. It's great when you have a coach, and he has the same issue that we have.
Yes,
he grew up in CrossFit, right?
Yes, yes.
And he went to Oklahoma.
Yes.
So he's kind of split in that deal too. But it is great to have a coach that you have a great relationship with and you love to travel with. So we probably will make our way out there.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, and thank you for all the wonderful things that you do for our community. We really appreciate you.
Well, thank you for having me.
We'll be right back. Visit us at eighthandwalton.com to learn how you can become a better partner with Walmart.
We're here today with Brian Perry from Excel. Welcome, Brian.
Thank you, Andy.
So Super Bowl 50 is being played, and one of the great things people love watching are the commercials. Are you one of those people?
Absolutely. Always have been, having been in the industry, advertising and marketing industry. I pay very close attention to those commercials, and there's just so much creative energy, and it's very contagious. This year, it's being touted as Battle of the Brands, so it's going to be huge and quite a lot of fun.
Now, there's quite a bit going on in store as well, right, with promotions and displays?
Right.
Can you share an insight on executing a display during Walmart's game time?
Sure. You know, game time, as you know, Andy, is a huge program across multiple categories for Walmart. And there are a lot of things to consider. I think first and foremost, the main thing would be to make sure your messaging correlates back into what's actually going on in store. Last year, around this same time, the Wall Street Journal published an article which Dr. Chris Gray from Saatchi & Saatchi X was quoted as saying, "Getting from purchase intent to actual purchase is a very challenging road with lots of bumps along the way and opportunities for shoppers to notice someone else. All of your marketing elements, whether in store or out of store, really need to work together." And I believe that's very sound advice. You know, you have to pay close attention to what's going on throughout the entire omnichannel.
Absolutely.
And that way your messaging ties back into what's going on in store and give you that maximum lift for your brand.
Let's talk a little bit about that. When you're saying in store, you're talking about the merchandising vehicles, the promotional display vehicles, matching up to with what you're advertising?
Yeah, your point of purchase displays that are actually the tangible things going on. In
Super Bowl is an exciting time for displays.
It really is, Andy, and it's one of my favorite times. We have many admirable competitors. I think what separates Excel from the rest of the pack is our expertise in intelligence and shopper marketing and, of course, our digital press.
Oh, well, that's great. Well, that's good information to know. Brian, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks today. For having me, Andy.
At IRI, we bring together the richest sales, consumer, media, and social data to ignite growth for suppliers and retailers around the world. Contact us to learn more. IRI is growth delivered.
Bentonville Commerce, less than 1 mile from the Walmart home office. You'll love the convenience, amenities, and customized options Bentonville Commerce offers. For more information or a tour, call 479-200-1112 today.
CaseStack, the leader in collaborative retail consolidation programs. We offer the supply chain expertise needed to navigate the challenges of selling products with the world's largest retailers. And we provide customers with a customizable, scalable, environmentally sustainable supply chain with the same advanced technology typically used by larger rivals. By leveling the playing field, CaseStack lowers distribution costs and increases overall margins. CaseStack, retail logistics is what we do.
Does accounting confusion give you heartburn? Take 2 aspirin and call us in the morning. 8th and Walton for a needs assessment, custom training in a confidential setting, and classes online and in person. Call 8th and Walton 479-715-6700 and feel better fast.
Joining us now, Ryan Harrington from General Mills. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Obviously, we are rolling into a big day for you guys when we talk about the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You said it's one of the big eating days.
Yeah, the Super Bowl is actually the second biggest eating day behind Thanksgiving. So if you think about that and all the calories that are consumed on Thanksgiving, Super Bowl's right behind it.
So let's talk about that in your category, because you guys are having to do a lot of things to prepare, everything from display to replenishment.
Yeah, totally. You know, like I said, Super Bowl's the second biggest eating day, so that means, you know, that Walmart needs to be ready, and General Mills needs to be ready. So what we've really been doing is working with Walmart to make sure that we have our in-stock position all ready to go. We actually, at this time, really work with merchandising to get settings in place and C-stocks in place to get a few extra weeks of supply, just so when that demand comes, Walmart can, you know, service that demand and then replenish it, so there's no out-of-stocks on the back end of it.
And so for other suppliers watching, they need to be prepared for that, especially if they're in this category.
Yeah, that's a big thing. Not only in this category, in other categories, it's because there's a lot of traffic in the store at this time. So you need to make sure you work with replenishment and make sure that you have everything set and get those stores nice and full so it's ready for the consumer when they get there.
Let's talk about the consumer and some of the trends that you're seeing in your category.
That's interesting, because in health, in snacking, there's a really interesting dichotomy that's going on in snacking. On one end, there's the healthy snacking, so a lot of healthy snacks. We have our Nature Valley line, if you think about portable grain snacking. But on the other end, there's a really big push for indulgent snacking, too. So our Chex Mix is a really big piece of that, and we have our Muddy Buddies. I don't know if you've ever had those. They're a great item. But those items are really doing well, too. So you got this whole scale, this wide spectrum between healthy and really indulgent, and that's kind of what's working right now.
So you had to figure out how to meet the demand for all of the above.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, so meeting that demand, we really work with our consumer panels and Walmart consumers to make sure we understand what they're looking for. And then, you know, what we do is, you know, Walmart really challenges us to innovate in that area too. So, you know, we have all these great trends. We got to use those trends, innovate, get the right products for those trends, get the right packages, and get ready for those sales to come, because that's what consumers are looking for.
Okay, which brings me to your social media boards, because you said you're very active there.
We are.
You said people go there for recipes.
People go, yeah. We have BettyCrocker.com, Chex.com, GeneralMills.com can get you to a lot of it, too. We really are big with Twitter, with Facebook, with Pinterest on all of our recipes. Later today, hopefully, we can show you a recipe just in terms of using our great items, our great brands, to really create a solution for the customer and make it fun and easy at home to drive some fun into the house.
It's funny that you say that. Get it? Okay, I'm sticking with you. When we come back, we're actually going to do a recipe that Ryan says even I can do, and that's saying something. It'll be fun for everyone to try, so stay with us. Okay, we have about a minute, Ryan. We're going to teach people how to make Muddy Buddies if they don't want to buy them.
Muddy Buddies is our most popular recipe for Chex. So we can make them or you can buy them when we're done. We'll talk about that too. But what you do is you start with 9 cups of Chex. So you pour 9 cups of Chex in. And then what we'll do is we'll add a cup of
chocolate chips,
a half cup of peanut butter, a quarter cup of margarine, and then a teaspoon of vanilla.
Then we melt it.
We melt it, and we voila.
We melt it for a minute, and then we pour it in here, right?
Yep.
And then we're going to stir it. And the next important part is the Ziploc bag, right?
Right. So we can stir this, get this coated. But the big part is we want to get this coated because what we're going to add is the fun.
Okay, we've only got 20 seconds.
We'll go quick.
So let's get the bag. Let's just put some of it in the bag because I knew I was afraid we were going to run out of time.
All right. So then what we can do is we dump it into a bag.
Okay.
Ziploc bag.
And you want it coated better than this, but we're just trying to stay within our time frame.
There we go.
There we go.
We did good.
Yeah.
And then what we're going to do is we're going to add a cup and a half of powdered sugar. Voila.
And shake, shake, shake.
Yeah. Seal that thing up. Shake it away.
That's it.
That easy.
Thank you.
Joining us now is Randy Ornstein, who is here from Anheuser-Busch. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you very much.
You've made the trek from St. Louis. Of course, it's a Super Bowl show, so we want to talk to you about your product, merchandising, display, and some of the key components that go into your choices.
Well, beer displays are very important for holidays, especially the Super Bowl. And we know beer sales are 23% higher during a holiday week versus a non-holiday week, according to IRI. Anheuser-Busch partners with many different CPG companies. So, for example, Bud Light and Budweiser have partnered with Pepsi and Frito during the Super Bowl to build joint displays that allow a one-stop shop for our consumers to buy everything they need for their Super Bowl while saving them time and money.
And everything they need, they can get in and out of the store quickly, but you also want the packaging to grab their attention. So how is the packaging a bit different?
We change our packaging based on the sports need or the holiday. So we do a lot of partnerships with the NFL, Major League Baseball, and NBA. So for this past football season, Bud Light had a sponsorship with NFL, and we had team-specific cans in NFL markets. These cans were so successful, we saw a great lift in Walmart. We even saw consumers selling these cans on eBay, empty cans for upwards of $10, $20 a piece. It was unbelievable. And due to that success, Bud Light recently unveiled these Super Bowl commemorative cans, like this one right here featuring the Miami Dolphins 1972 season. We've seen great success out of those so far. And you'll see patriotic cans in the summer, as well as different cans throughout the year.
What are some of the trends that you're seeing in your category that might even translate to other categories?
We have seen beer sales grow year over year and be one of the fastest growing categories in retail, according to IRI. The hottest beer brand in 2015 and continuing this year has been Michelob Ultra. It's been hitting all audiences, females, Hispanics, people trading up from mainstream beers, and people trying to stay fit. Other trends we've noticed are Mexican imports and then hard sodas like root beer and ginger ale. And we've recently introduced the Best Damn Root Beer and soon to be Best Damn Cherry Cola in this space. So we don't see any slowdown of the beer category over the next few years.
Okay, and that's the actual name of the product, just so I don't get in trouble from our viewers. We only have about 30 seconds left. You have two recipes we want to mention. We'll put them up on our social media pages, but that you can actually make with your beer. So if you just want to name those real quick.
Yeah, a Budweiser cilantro hummus dip and a Budweiser creamy jalapeno soup. These are favorites of our brewmasters.
And quickly, they're easy for people to make. You can make them at home, and they're great for your Super Bowl party.
Definitely.
Okay. What's your favorite product?
My favorite product is Michelob Ultra and then a Hoegaarden, which is a Belgian-style beer.
Thank you so much for being here, Randy.
Of course. Anytime.
We'll be right back. Be sure to like 8th and Walton on Facebook.
At IRI, we bring together the richest sales, consumer, media, and social data to ignite growth for suppliers and retailers around the world. Contact us to learn more. IRI is growth delivered.
GigWalk is transforming how work gets done. As the leading mobile workforce management platform, GigWalk provides companies with mobile tools and a data-driven approach to improving business efficiency. Leading brands and retailers use GigWalk to manage their field teams and to mobilize 750,000 GigWalkers to collect data intelligence about their business and brands. Are the shelves stocked? Are my products priced competitively? Are the correct promotions in place? Visit us at GigWalk.com to learn more. GigWalk, make work better.
You just had your buyer meeting. Now there's follow-up to do. Maybe your buyer wants more on seasonal sales or invited you to prepare a joint business plan or set up a date for your line review. 8th and Walton can help. Our experts work with you one-on-one in a confidential setting to prepare for your next buyer meeting. The classes we offer help you too. Retail Link, Supply Chain Management, Inventory Management, taught in cities across the country, in Canada, and in Latin America. So before your next buyer meeting, contact 8th and Walton. Then relax, knowing that you will be ready.
That does it for this week's show. Three takeaways, though, you'll want to keep in mind. Number one, special events like the Super Bowl obviously mean more foot traffic in retail stores, which means more opportunity for you, especially when it comes to packaging, promotions, and merging and partnering with other brands, which brings me to number two. Don't forget the importance of partnering with other brands. You'll create a one-stop shop for consumers and only lift your sales. Plus, number three, you're a great value to the nonprofit community, so make the time. We'll see you next week.
Our guests enjoy staying at the 21C Museum Hotel and hosting dinner, meetings, and product launches there. To record this show, set your DVR to Focus on Suppliers, Sundays at 5 a.m. on KNWA.